Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is How to Keep from Forgetting Things. When was the last time you forgot to do something that was expected of you? How did it make you feel? Are you concerned about the impression you made? Responsible people do what is expected of them without being reminded. How do they accomplish this? Do they have a great memory? Maybe, but they don't rely on it. In today's overscheduled world, counting on your memory to remember your responsibilities is never a good strategy. When you make the decision to take pride in doing what is expected of you and never again need to be reminded of a responsibility, you'll experience a greater sense of satisfaction and success. Here are some of the specific benefits you will enjoy. You'll become a more respected person because people will know they can count on you. People will enjoy working on your team because they know that you will do what is expected of you. Those who follow your leadership will learn from your example, and their admiration for you will grow. You will experience less stress because your focus won't be on trying to remember, nor will you find out the last minute that you haven't done something that was expected of you. Your self-image will grow because you will be doing the things you know you should do without having to be reminded. And lastly, your value to the market will soar because the marketplace places a high value on those who are responsible. Here are 6 strategies I've used over the years to keep from forgetting things. These methods have been so effective for me that it is extremely rare for me to miss a deadline or fail to fulfill a responsibility. Number 1, write things down. There is no method that I have found to be more effective at remembering things than simply writing them down. In my case, I work from a prioritized daily to-do list. This is a pad of paper I carry with me everywhere I go. This pad of paper serves 2 purposes. First, it is my prioritized daily action plan, listing in priority sequence my responsibilities for the day. Second, it's my tool for making notes. If I think of something I need to do, I write it down on my to-do list. If I have a phone conversation with someone and there is something I need to do, I put it on my to-do list. If I'm in a meeting and I'm assigned a responsibility, I write it down on my to-do list. By writing down everything I need to do on 1 pad of paper, I have all my responsibilities in 1 place rather than scattered about on sticky notes, folders, and, miscellaneous pieces of paper.